This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Neil Williamson joins me live in studio. He is the executive director and the president of the Free Enterprise Forum, and it's an honor to welcome him back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy.
You look sharp today. Yeah. I like your tie.
Well, I'm all dressed up for a candidate forum tonight at Burley Middle School.
Ooh, now give us all the details.
Yeah, 7 o'clock with Charlottesville tomorrow. Your good friend Brian Wheeler and I will be co-moderators for the Charlottesville City Council candidate forum.
Good deal. So that's how many? 4 people?
We will have all of the candidates, including Andrew Williams, at the event.
So that's the 2 Democrats and then 3 independents?
That's correct.
Wow, that's a lot of folks. Now, how is this going to work? Is it like folks who go can ask questions? And
We utilize what I believe you referred to as a National Press Club model.
Write them down.
Write them down, bring them up. Brian and I will sort through them, and we try and address issues that we had a great question last time when we were in the Rio District with regard to libraries. We didn't have any preset questions on libraries, and it was an issue we hadn't touched on. Found it to be a fascinating question. We get great questions from the audience, but we do try and pick topics that we haven't already discussed and something that both candidates can answer rather than a direct at one candidate, which doesn't really illuminate the issues.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you'll get that from people. Hey, Joe Jones, why did you do this or something, which isn't really applicable to a forum with all of them.
That's correct. That's correct. And I hope that those folks will go and ask those candidates directly because, as you well know, candidates want to answer those questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, especially when they're running. They want everyone to come forward and ask them a lot of questions. What time is it and remind us where?
It's 7 p.m. at Burley Middle School, right around the corner from the station here.
Burley Middle School, right up the road, and it's 7 p.m. Get there early, get a good seat, and participate in the forum tonight. All city council candidates at Burley Middle School tonight at 7 p.m., hosted by the Charlottesville Tomorrow and the Free Enterprise Forum. So, Neil, we want to talk about flow control. We want to talk about garbage and get your thoughts as the local free market expert about this whole situation. But before we get into it, perhaps you should tell us the breaking news that you're going to break right here, right now, that nobody has yet has heard. This is the first time that this has been made public.
Correct. I'm coming to you just from the Albemarle County office building where Tom Frederick, who is the executive director of the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority, gave a briefing at about 40 minutes ago to the Board of Supervisors, and he indicated point blank that staff is not pursuing a flow control option. There was a discussion, and I want to put a little context to all of this, on why this would come up in a public meeting. Well, the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority is a public body and must conduct its business in public. And the idea of a flow control ordinance, which I must say on Friday's show was suggested that it might be, they're talking about this ordinance and it's going to happen. One of the things that I've learned in my 7 years of following government is nothing just happens fast.
Yeah.
And it would have required, the authority has no, quote, authority to enact ordinances. So it would have had to go to city council for approval and public hearings, as well as through the board.
But the upshot of that meeting was that the board, the folks on the board, okayed and gave staff the charge to investigate it as an option.
The upshot of the meeting was the board discussed the option. What Tom Frederick reported to this afternoon is that they are not pursuing that option on through efforting in their planning. That's what he had said just now to the Board of Supervisors.
So that officially, as of right now, we know for sure that flow control is not being pursued by the city and the county.
Is not being pursued by the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority as a part of their planning for this capital improvement that is necessary. So I need to give you a little bit of context.
Sure, yeah, please do, because I know you've studied this for a while now.
Well, the bottom line is the IV transfer station has been held together a little bit with shoelaces, and they've really been not putting money into that transfer station. They need to put money into it. It operates right now in what they call a side load capacity. Imagine a great big ramrod that pushes stuff into a trailer, and they have to be very careful how much they put in so that it's not overweight for the axles to go on the roads. A more modern facility, and it's also exposed to the weather, a more modern facility would have walls on a roof and walls on 3 sides, and you would use a front-end loader, which is relatively easy to come by. If that ramrod breaks down, they're shut down. They're out of business that day, and they have to get parts and the rest. It's a bad business model.
Yeah.
So in order to upgrade it, put a concrete pad down and the rest, you're looking at about a $3 million capital project. Well, the Solid Waste Authority said, well, if we're looking at putting $3 million into this, we should really have a business plan to go forward. So the most recent meeting that I attended, they put out to bid someone drawing up a business plan, a consultant writing a business plan. And the bid came back, and the best bid was $36,000 for a business plan to be written. The board was taken aback by that and thought, $36,000 to write a business plan, we may be in the wrong business. but they said, well, wait a minute, what if we privatized it? And that's where this discussion of flow control came in. And the discussion was, would a private entity be willing to take on the risk of this without a flow control? And a flow control ordinance allows a locality to mandate that solid waste be disposed in a publicly owned solid waste facility. The Supreme Court decision does not allow the ordinance to dictate that the waste be sent to a privately held facility. So a private entity must be under a fixed fee agreement to run a publicly owned facility, and the tipping fees have to be set by the authority. The authority must be at risk. So it is a legal monopoly, but the authority has to be the one at risk. So all of a sudden, it's a little bit different than sending it to a leg up for a private firm. I tend to think it's wrong. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big believer in competition, and I get very concerned when there's such a public flow control ordinance discussion.
Didn't Judy Mueller say at the meeting, there's no way that a private company would be interested in basically coming into business with us and creating and taking over the IV transfer station unless we had flow control as part of the agreement and basically give them a guaranteed market?
She did say something along those lines, yeah. And I think that during this, again, this is the problem with transparency in government. You do get to see the sausage being made. And another board member, I believe Ken Boyd, said, well, you know, I want to know about flow control because this is the first time I've heard this term, but I definitely lean toward the free market, and I don't think that I'm going to support such a thing, but I'm okay with getting information about it. And really, in many ways, I feel like that's what we bring folks forward to do on these boards and commissions, to get the information and then make good informed decisions. And I think that there's been a bit of a hue and cry out that this was going to happen right away or anything else. And I just don't think that's the case. This community will not rush into something like flow control ordinance. And it sounds like we're not going at all.
Yeah. Neil Williamson is the president and the executive director of the Free Enterprise Forum. Breaking news today, just from a meeting with Tom Frederick. Tom Frederick telling the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors this afternoon that his staff is not, I repeat, not pursuing a flow control option as a part of privatizing the IV transfer station. Still looking into the privatizing it, though, right?
That's correct. And the idea that a private entity could run it more efficiently. Now, if the capital needs to be put forth by the county, if you have a different model, which is the ramrod versus the front loader, it could be run more efficiently by the authority as well, because it's less labor. It really is a much more efficient system. It'd be fewer employees, and so there's a potentiality that there's also a possibility that the private entity could do the capital improvements and this.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff on the table, and it's kind of complex and unfortunate that it doesn't really break down into a soundbite easily.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like most of these things, it's a little complicated, and there's context and history to it. Neil, here's my question. Why does the local government need to be in the garbage business in the first place? I mean, if we have somebody like Peter Van der Linde, as an example, it could be anybody else. It could be another model. We just happen to have perhaps one of the best models in the nation. This guy spends, $15 million on this machine, the best of its kind in the country. We have it right here in our community. Recycles almost everything you throw at it. Household garbage, construction garbage. We have that here. Why do we need our public dollars to go towards garbage anything with the garbage anymore? I don't. Why would we still be in it as a government we have the private enterprise doing such an unbelievable job and really a leader for the nation right here in our backyard?
I couldn't agree with you more with regard for a leader of the nation. The idea of competition is good. I think there's also another component, though, with regard to what is competition and how many players do we have to have true competition? And in addition, what land use policies must we have that would allow such competition? Because can you imagine trying to site a transfer station in Albemarle County, a new transfer station?
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not going to happen.
Perhaps in a location right off of 64 that might be good for industrial service. I mean, I based on what I've seen in this county, I don't anticipate neighborhoods jumping up and down for a transfer station in their neck of the woods.
Right, right.
And so I think that that is an important part of this. I think that competition is key, and I'm one of a big believer. I love recycling. I hate sorting my trash. I don't care. My daughter tells me I'm a bad person because I don't like to sort my trash. I would pay a premium to have my trash sorted for me. And right now, there's some folks that are offering at the same price as not sorting. So I think that's a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, how the market works. You have competitive advantages, and you have cost advantages, and you resolve all of those. But we have to make sure that that two things happen. One, that there's true competition. And number two, that there is the ability to regulate what can be horrible leachates coming out of landfill sites and transfer stations. So we do have to have a regulatory body take care of that just to make sure that private industry operates properly. And I there's no reason to believe anyone is not. I don't mean to suggest that. I'm just suggesting that there is an important component for government in terms of regulation on such operations.
We're talking with Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum, and the phone lines are open if you've got a comment or a question at 977-1070. Tell us more about what you've learned about all of this stuff, because I know that you truly have been studying this probably more than anybody else around here.
Well, it's fascinating. The EPA, who's naturally involved in all waste operations, has concluded that flow control does not provide any additional health or environmental benefits and does not increase recycling. Flow control provides a monopoly for trash disposal. It creates a hidden tax that makes waste collection more expensive for haulers and their customers. It can disrupt a community's budget by diverting waste away from a landfill from which the community receives financial benefits, and can interfere with the reliable production of landfill gas in some locations. Now, that's from an attorney, and he's quoted in Waste Age magazine, a new magazine that I'm reading these days.
Yeah. Wait, so it doesn't sound like there's anything good about it unless you're the company that is running the transfer station and the government hands you the monopoly and says, here's your market.
Well, what it does is
we've got a policy now where everybody has to bring their garbage to you.
Right. It mitigates. This is all about risk and mitigating risk. And what you're going to be seeing in the coming months, I believe, from the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority is a number of what this community deemed at one time and to be important items and services that they're going to have to start charging for, or they're going to have to recoup some costs somewhere. I mean, the free household hazardous waste days does cost money to operate. The recycling center at McIntyre operates at a loss. These are things that the community does utilize and wants to utilize, but how are we going to pay for them? And these are real problems as you move forward.
Here's the most frustrating part for me. As a member of this community, when you tell me that the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority is going to have to raise fees on us so they can fund these things that they're losing money on, for example, the McIntyre Recycling Station, when for years Pete Vandalinda has been offering to put his big orange receptacles there for free, overnight. They would get out of that business over there and let him do that, and yet they won't give him the time of day.
Well, I'm familiar with Pete's comments publicly. I don't have any knowledge of his comments with the authority, and I believe that the authority should be examining that option as one of the options for serving the community's needs and servicing and doing it in an efficient manner.
Yeah.
I will say that there's been a good deal of discussion with regard to Pete and the authorities, and I've been watching the authority for about 6 or 7 years now, and Tom Frederick for as long as he's been here. And I don't know Pete well, but I know of him. And I think both of them are very reputable gentlemen. And I'm hopeful that these things can be resolved and figured out in a way that's beneficial to the entire community.
Yeah. And on the face of it, it just, you know what it looks like and what it smells like? Bad pun when we're talking about garbage, but it just looks like a government entity that's trying to do its best to stay in business and is willing to raise fees and taxes and this kind of thing to do that when they're already losing money. When You know what I mean? When they're getting beat by private enterprise, and yet they're trying to do their very best to stay in business when it's just a bad business model.
Well, and see, I think that that's a good point. And I think that this is, again, the sausage making that you're seeing with a public body that does the deliberations in public. I believe there are people on the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority board that are very, very eager to examine the idea of getting rid of the Solid Waste Authority's garbage operation, waste operation.
Yeah.
I think that's on the table. In order to get to have that discussion...
Just think what that would save us, my God.
But in order to have that discussion, you have to have the facts. You have to ask these questions. You have to get these facts out there, and you have to do it in public because you're a public body. So when we ask for these things and we need to consider whether or not a flow control ordinance makes any sense, that's a tough thing for people to hear, but until you know what a flow control ordinance is, how can you say, I don't want one?
Yeah. And again, to repeat the news that you broke today just a few minutes ago, for folks who are just joining us, we're talking with Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum, and you just came from a meeting where Tom Frederick was addressing the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors this afternoon and said point blank, my staff is not pursuing flow control in Central Virginia. We're not doing that.
They are not efforting. They can be redirected by their board to do so, but at this time, the reports that they're preparing for the next meeting of the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority, which is October 27, I believe, it does not include a flow control ordinance piece.
Yeah. I think that's good news.
I think that is good news, and I think that competition is good, and I think we need to really look hard on how we're going to achieve that competition, because when everybody competes, everybody wins.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some, you could argue, well, let's look into it and do our due diligence. And to me, that's like saying, well, let's look into slavery. Let's look into something that we're absolutely opposed to as an option that we want to explore that we wouldn't want to support anyway and we think is bad. No, you don't need a due diligence about something that you know is bad.
You have to have that on the table. If you have a tool available to you as an authority and you don't consider it, I think that would be not doing the people's business. Reject the tool. Say, that's not going to work here for us. But put it on the table and tell folks why you're not supporting it.
Neil Williamson is the president, the executive director of the Free Enterprise Forum. What's the website again?
Freeenterpriseforum.org.
There you go. Very simple. We're going to take a break for CBS News, local news and weather. We're back in just a few minutes. Thank you, Neil.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.